bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Indeed, let us give hope. Our world certainly needs a lot more hope, that's for sure. Well, we are hoping and trusting in God's providence as we start this second day of our pledge drive. Our goal is to be fully funded for the next quarter, and that's a $2.7 million need. So let's bow our heads in prayer and ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to pray with us and for us for that intention. And we also bring to her, and she, of course, is bringing our intentions with us to the throne of Almighty God. Let's bring your own intentions as well, your family issues. Maybe your children are having some challenges, could be health or financial, what have you. Let's bring all of these when we pray together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm still thinking about that audio that we played. Cyrus, maybe you could post that if you would, please, for people. They could see the video of this woman who is just completely insulting this sheriff's deputy, who is very politely and very professionally giving her a ticket because she was messing around with her cell phone when she should have been driving.
Well, because police don't have it hard enough right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, they need more challenges. We're joking. Everybody, we're joking.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes. That wasn't clear? Oh, man.
I know. I mean, but, you know, there's somebody out there who's waiting to call in. And that wasn't funny. How come you were joking? But the reason I come back to that yet again is for this reason. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that people will become lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive. We heard some of that, didn't we? Ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding a form of religion but denying the power of it. I return to those unpleasant descriptions there for this reason. I don't think it's far-fetched to say that we are living in times just like that. It's not the first time, and probably won't be the last time, but it's our time. It's your time and mine. We are alive right now. And isn't it a good thought, isn't it a good feeling to know that by supporting Relevant Radio, that you are part of the antidote for that, the antidote for the fierceness and the treacherous and conceited and the people who are just tearing each other apart, to be able to respond to them by speaking the truth in love day in and day out. That's what we do at Relevant Radio. In fact, our mission statement is very simple. It's bringing Christ to the world through the media. And that's what our world needs now more than ever. It needs that message that Jesus came to reveal to us. So we do that. And we do it because you say yes and you help us. So my humble request to you is, you know, when you heard that audio and you thought, oh my gosh, well, let's do something about that. And we can, but it's going to require your help. So give us a call, 877-291-0123. That's our pledge drive number. 877-291-0123, and say, I want to be part of the solution. I want to be an antidote to that kind of thing. You can make your pledge also at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Let's go to I'm not sure if I'm saying the name correctly. Is it Vishna in Chicago?
It's Vishna. It looks very much more scary than it is. It's Vishna.
Vishna. Oh, welcome. Well, I feel better now.
There you go. I am calling this because I wanted to call you several times, and what a perfect day to call you. I have a question regarding tithing. Okay. So if we are to give an X amount or 10%, if it's biblical or so, you know, there's always seems to be a thought that it has to be given to the church, or that's how I sort of interpreted it more so often, which is a bit of a challenge, because for most people, if you're going to give that much money to your church, then there's not that, you know, usually that much more money to be given somewhere else. And my challenge is also that even though I, of course, want to support my church, and I need to support my church because that's where I go to have Mass and Eucharist, you know, I'm not always thrilled with some of the things.
Look at life through the eyes of our faith. I look at all the news and issues of the day through the prism of our faith.
The Drew Mariani Show.
And that includes politics, really, which is the mechanism which brings about change in this country. And that political action can bring about great good, or it can bring about great evil. That's why we need to be well-formed in our conscience, and we need to be well-formed on the issue, so that when we go into the voting booth and we exercise that great privilege as Americans that we have, we can make the right decision. We can make a moral decision.
The Drew Mariani Show.
We can get caught up in politics. We can get caught up in all these other issues that are so distracting. Life is so short, and you're going to be before God before you know it.
Where do we go for accurate information on what's going on, Doctor?
You go to the Drew Mariani Show.
No, seriously, Doctor, I would agree with that, but when it comes to the medical advice.
The Drew Mariani Show, 2 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Oh, good grief, there's a phone ringing.
Father Simon says,
oh, the usual precision, attention to details that is me. Kathy, what can I do for you?
Hi, Father Simon. I've been meaning to call for the last month, but are fantastic. You are the best-kept secret of Relevant Radio.
Oh, I imagine I'm like the crazy old uncle you hope stays on the second floor when you have company. Yes. What
I
can
I
do?
I just want to let you know that I want to let you know because of you, I went back to confession.
Oh, praise God.
I feel much better.
Oh, praise God.
I went back to confession again, and I wanted to thank you because you just inspired me. Relevant Radio has gotten me through this election, the COVID, and...
There's a lot to get through these days, isn't there?
Father Simon Says.
You know, I read the end of the book. We win.
1 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Okay, I'm back. Vishna, my apologies. Right in the middle, right as you finished your question, there was a malfunction in the studio, and I could hear everything you said, but I couldn't respond to you. But here I am. So I'm glad you're still there. Okay, so you asked about tithing and, you know, what does the church teach? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's what I understood you to be asking me. Is that right?
Yeah, basically, my main question is, of course, we should be, you know, giving money and tithing, but it breaks down to, does it have to be strictly to your church, or is that considered if, for example, if I give a donation to a Relevant Radio, that's still a donation, that's still a gift towards something good or a food shelter, is that considered part of my tithe?
It is, yes. Simple answer is yes, it is. So let's say that your local parish, you made your donation to them. You should do that, obviously, and as generous as you can be, that's great. But it's always a good idea to spread your charitable giving to other things. So you mentioned like a food pantry or a soup kitchen or a homeless shelter or one of those kinds of things. Those are very deserving organizations, and we do need to help them as best we can. So the short answer is no. You can make your donation in any way you want or make a series of different donations, but I would say that the church does encourage us very strongly to help, at the very least, at the local level at your parish. So if you've got that box checked off, all the other boxes are great. But unless there's like some serious problem at the parish, that would, I think, take pride of place when it comes to donations.
Got it. Okay. And then just kind of as an aside, that came up today as you were talking about the Gates Foundation, for example, and I know you were joking, like, you know, if they came through, but that would be an interesting question also for me that I didn't think about until you mentioned that. So considering, without getting into the weeds on this, what they support and what they stand for as an organization, and a lot of, I know the Catholic Church, for example, would not agree with. So let's just say an organization like that were to come and donate to someone like a Relevant Radio or some Catholic organization, would you take that money considering their stand?
That's a good question. I think ultimately that would be a decision that would have to be made by Father Rocky and the board. But, you know, the church doesn't strictly forbid making use of money that might have as its source something negative. So let's say that some large corporation wanted to make a gift to Relevant Radio, and that large corporation maybe was involved in some things that we wouldn't agree with. I don't think that that by itself would prevent a gift from being received. Now, there probably would be some areas where that could really be a problem. But you know what? Next time I talk to Father Rocky, I'll ask him and see what he says about that.
I'm just curious. I just thought of it when you mentioned that. And then as a final, considering that woman, if you ever see a police officer on the street somewhere, please say nice things to them because they're going such a... Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually printed little prayer cards, like a little thank you cards for them, and I hand...
I appreciate it, Vishnu. I've got to run. Quick time out. And we have a message from all people. Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky. Do you know the Mary Undoer of Knots prayer? It goes like this. Let us pray. Mother of fair love, I look to you. Take into your hands the ribbon of my life. And see the snarl of knots that keeps me bound to sin, anxiety, and hopelessness. I beg you, Mother, by your powerful intercession and long fingers of love and grace, undo the knots in my heart and in my life. Free me to love as Christ loves. Mary, undoer of knots, pray for us. I really love that prayer. For a pledge of $50 a month to Relevant Radio, our thank you gift is a Mary, undoer of knots diptych. With that prayer on the right side and a beautiful heavenly image of Our Lady on the left, the Mary Undoer of Knots diptych is yours for a gift of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Go to the website or the app right now and you can see an image of the diptych. Make a donation to Relevant Radio right there at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. We have matching funds this hour, so make your pledge right now.
All right, we were commanded by Father Rocky. Make your pledge right now. We would love to hear from you at relevantradio.com using the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. By this time of the day, we know the West Coast is up and awake and our call goal goes up. We need 200 people who will help support this hour of the Patrick Madrid Show. Are you called to be one of those 200 people? Well, if so, visit our website, relevantradio.com. Use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
You know, Mary, as you were speaking, I received a text message from a friend of mine. His name is Mike, and he lives with his wife down in Florida. And he said, Patrick, I'd like to pledge $1,000 to Relevant Radio. And he's going to send it in the form of a check. So I'm getting him the mailing address for Relevant Radio. So that's even old school than
exactly.
The phone number.
Exactly. That's really old-fashioned way to do things.
But I love it. I'll take it. And Mike, thank you. Mike, your generosity is deeply appreciated, and may God reward you for this. He says, I love your show, and it's a blessing to so many. So that makes me feel good, Mary. And I think it makes you feel good, too, because it helps us get a little closer to the goal this hour, right?
It sure does. 200 gifts. You know, every hour this hour is falling a little bit short of what we needed. So 200, I'm thinking, oh, can we do it this time? But I think we can. I believe that the folks that are listening right now are going to be absolutely, we are in. We're going to participate and we're going to make this a reality at relevantradio.com. Use your Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Or, as my friend Mike is doing, if you wanted to send a check, you could do that too. But it's so easy to go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge safe and secure there, or to use the Relevant Radio app. We talk a lot about the app, but I think it's maybe the single most downloaded Catholic app out there from what I've heard. And I think a lot of people, they find making their pledge during Pledge Drive on the app is so easy, and it's very handy. But the main thing is, please do it. As Mary. As Mary mentioned, we can't fall short. We've got to get over the edge, and we need your help to do that. So please make that call right now.
Thank you to Patricia, brand new donor giving on that app. That's how we do it, folks. Keep those gifts coming in at relevantradio.com. Use the app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar.
Real life solutions you can believe in.
The Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
You know, Sirs, I haven't decided if I like this one or not.
I don't think you do.
I really don't think I do. No. I'm kind of offended by it, but I'm also kind of entranced by it, honestly.
Amused? Yeah, offended and amused.
Yeah, I don't quite know which direction I fall on.
Yeah, I'll scrap it.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know.
I guarantee it's the most bass any relevant radio true. Show has for bumper music.
I feel conflicted every time I hear that song.
Yeah.
Because I want to not like it, but I do kind of like it. I hate to admit it.
I know what you mean.
Well, Taco Tuesday it is, that's for sure. Let's get back to it. The number to call to be on the program is 888-914-9149. We'll go now to Joseph in California. Hi, Joseph. Welcome.
Yes, Patrick, you got a great show. Keep up the good work, and you're always the man with the plan as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
My question is this. I got in a discussion with a Catholic friend over breakfast the other Sunday, and the topic of the dimensions and the weight of the cross that our Lord carried on the day of his crucifixion. Mm-hmm. Do you have any information on that? I believe you... On a couple of your shows, you discussed it, and I think the final analysis was, as I recall, that the weight of the cross was not as heavy as most people think. So that's my question. If you can be so kind as to enlighten me and my friend, I'd appreciate
it. Sure. I'll try. I'll do my best. So let me begin by saying the Bible does not give us any specifics about the dimensions of the cross or its weight or anything like that. So we don't have any hard data to go on by way of revelation. The best we could do, it seems, would be to look at what were the, you know, what artifacts are available and what would some of the records indicate in terms of how the Romans made these crosses, what were they like? And it seems that in history, in Christian history, the depiction of the cross is always that there's a cross beam. And so we don't know for sure, but we can speculate as to whether or not Jesus carried the full cross, in other words, the upright part and the cross beam. We see that depicted a lot of Jesus carrying that cross, but it might have been so heavy, especially after he had been scourged and the lack of food and the lack of sleep and the shock to his body and the crown of thorns and all of the trauma that our Lord had gone through before they placed the cross on his shoulders, it may well be that a cross of that size would have been too heavy for anyone to lift, much less a man who had just been tortured. We see that Simon of Cyrene was called in to help because the cross was so heavy that Jesus kept falling under it. So I think that those are indications that the cross was big and it was heavy, but it's also possible that maybe it was just the cross beam that was put on Jesus' shoulders. And then when he got to Golgotha, then the cross beam and the upright part were connected. We just don't know for sure. But I will tell you this. There was a German mystic by the name of Blessed Anna Catherine Emmerich. And she purported to have received a series of private revelations on many different issues. One of them was on the passion of Jesus. In fact, there is a book, a volume of her revelations that she received called The Dolorous Passion of Our Lord Jesus Christ. It's in a single volume, and you can get it readily. And in it, she, again, she purports to have seen the passion. And so she goes into great detail. Now, this is private revelation. She has been beatified, so she has that approbation from the church, and her writings have been approved for Catholics to read. They're not required, and you know, no Catholic is obliged to pay any attention to any private revelation if he chooses not to. But I think there's something there worth considering. So as long as you remember that this is a private revelation, and ultimately, you know, the church does not require that anybody follow it or pay attention to it, it is interesting. And many of the other things that she described in great detail turned out later to be discovered and true. So as an example, the little house in what is now, it's near the town of Seljuk in Turkey, near the old port of Ephesus. Blessed Anna Catherine Emmerich, she described in minute detail a stone house and its dimensions and how the rooms were arranged and where it was and how to find it. And, you know, she had never left her bed because she was an invalid in Germany. She had never gone there, never knew anything about it. But in her writing, she revealed what she was shown. And so some explorers decided to figure out if there was anything to it. So they followed exactly the steps that she suggested, and they found it. And this house is there, and it fits exactly the description that she gave. And she said that that's where St. John the Apostle lived with the Blessed Virgin Mary for a time. So, you know, on the strength of some of those things that were corroborated, it might well be that her description of the passion and the cross that Jesus carried might in fact be accurate. So I offer you that by way of, you know, just further food for thought, Joseph.
Well, thank you so much. And the point of issue is my friend, he thought it was just a crossbeam. And I said, you know, I said, I'm going to call Patrick Madrid. If anybody knows anything about this topic, he will. So you've answered my question. I appreciate it. Certainly keep up the good work.
Thanks,
you do a
Joseph.
Heck of a job. Heck of a job.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. It's nice to hear from you. And, you know, for those who are interested, the historical record actually goes back to St. Helena, who is the mother of the Emperor Constantine. And when Constantine began to embrace the Catholic faith, and eventually she did as well, she actually made a pilgrimage after she converted to Christianity. She made a pilgrimage. This would have been in the late 320s. She went to Jerusalem. And the church historian Eusebius records the details of her visit to Jerusalem, where she searched for the true cross, and she found it. And so the cross itself was discovered along with the nails and I believe the crown of thorns and perhaps even the spear of Longinus, as he's often called, the Roman centurion who thrust the spear into the side of Jesus. All of these things are described by Eusebius, and he's describing this actual historical archaeological dig that took place all that time ago. So for those who are interested in what the early church had to say on that topic, wow, boy, that music came up big, didn't it? You could find it there in the ecclesiastical history of the Catholic Church. All right, well, as we are hurtling rapidly toward the end of our third hour of Pledge Drive, I'd like to remind you that we can only stay fully funded quarter to quarter if you say so. And right now we're asking you to say yes by calling us at 877-291-0123 and make your pledge.
That number is 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar. It is a partnership challenge hour. That means a 100% match. That means if you can give a gift of $1,200, $100 a month, that will be doubled to $200 a month. If you're one of those folks that you can give that $5,000 or $10,000, say one of those people with money, just piles of money laying around, do a $5,000, $10,000 gift to that too, will be doubled, 100% match. And we have, it looks like, about 33 minutes left in this hour of this matching hour. So take advantage of this great opportunity. It's real easy when you make your gift at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. You can also call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I properly thanked my friend Mike, Mary. We talked about that just before the break. He texted me during the show and he says, I love the show. I love what Relevant Radio does. And I'm sending a check in today for $1,000. So let's be sure that we put that in our count, because it is confirmed that that's coming in. But whether you send it by mail or you call us at 877-291-0123, or you use the Relevant Radio app on your phone or your tablet, or you go to relevantradio.com, any way you do it, it is something that we need you to do right now. By the time we get done with the second day of Pledge Drive, we have to be at a certain point. Otherwise, we're in danger of falling short of our goal by the end of the week. And we can't have that because, you know, we want to stay on the air with you. So please, if you haven't made your pledge, do so now. Give us a call, 877-291-0123.
Thank you so much to these folks. Brand new donors. We have Barbara, who listens to 90.3 FM in Eustis, lives in the Villages. Thank you so much for your special gift. We do appreciate your help and your support. We want to say thank you also to Burns, another brand new donor who lives in, it looks like, Philadelphia. Thank you so much for your gift. And another one, Jacqueline, brand spanking new donor listening in Philadelphia as well. Thank you for your gift and your support. You can do it too. Let us know how we can pray for you, and you do contact us at relevantradio.com or use the app, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, a partnership challenge hour. We have 30 minutes left in this hour to get your gift matched. During our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive, you give hope to your local community when you help support this station in your local community, or on the app or the World Wide Web, if that's how you choose to listen to Relevant Radio. No matter how you listen, we want you to give, and give today at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
All right. About a half an hour to go, so let's do this thing. We'll go to, now, I don't know if it's Andrea or Andrea, but I'm going to go with Andrea in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Did I get it right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Okay. Well, so I'm 72, and I'm calling about the lady in the traffic stop.
Yeah.
And she just seems to me to be all over the place.
Yeah. That's one way to put it.
She's very confused. And so I'm wondering if, is she a woke person? Is that what they're talking about when they talk about woke people?
Yeah. I tend not to use that term woke. I understand that people mean different things by it. For many people, that's a term that's used to describe that you have given yourself over to some of these causes wholeheartedly. And maybe you don't even necessarily understand what they are, but you want to use the language and the thought categories of kind of the left wing. And so whether it's on a racial issue or some other issue, to speak in a certain way or to agitate for certain causes, people on both sides, they say that that's woke. And those who are quote unquote woke, I think they think that it's a great thing. And people who look at that askance think that it's kind of crazy. So listening to this woman, and Andrea, we've got her audio here, courtesy of a certain Cyrus Simcoe. So let's listen. If this is, by the way, for the benefit of people who are just tuning in, they didn't hear what you heard. Let's listen. Stop. This is a traffic stop. So an Hispanic LA Sheriff's Department officer, or deputy rather, is pulling this lady over. she was messing around with her phone when she should have been driving. She has a child in the car with her, very irresponsible. She's on her phone. I don't know whether we'll hear the part where he asks her for her license and she doesn't have it because she's driving without a license, etc. So she's kooky. She's ridiculous. She's offensive. But she, I think, Andrea, to kind of get to the part of your question, I think she thinks that she's, because she knows she's being recorded and she realizes at some level this is probably going to be out in the public. So she's getting about as woke as you can possibly get in a negative sense so that she will be hailed as a hero by the people who feel like she does. I know this is a long preamble, but for the people who didn't hear it, here's a part of what she did.
You scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling, you're a murderer.
Okay.
Perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher, so there.
Congratulations.
Murderer. You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well,
if
here you
stop,
go,
stop
murderer.
Shaking.
Oh, you're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
I mean, it's just... I mean, my eyes are bleeding.
Not the least disturbing of everything she said was that she's a teacher.
One of my friends, Andrea, texted me about an hour ago, a young lady by the name of Sally. Shout out to Sally. And she texted me. She says, you know, the fact that she said that she's a teacher doesn't really say anything positive about. Oh, I mean, yeah.
So much.
Well, I mean, I love teachers and I value them. And thankfully, so many teachers are not like that. But what a shame that she gave a bad name to her profession.
Well, maybe she'll call in and explain things to us a little further, because it does explain so much if that is her attitude and she's up there teaching kids.
Yeah. You know what she reminds me of, Andrea? I don't know if you heard it when we played this, but there was some nut who was driving through a Chick-fil-A drive-through a few years ago. And the same kind of thing. So he's recording himself on his phone as if he's some kind of hero striking a blow for human rights. And he's just badgering this poor young woman who's at the drive-through window trying to help him out. And he's saying, you know, I want... You know, I just want a water because I'm trying to take some money from Chick-fil-A because of all the hate, and you hate gay people, and I'm not gay. There's no gay in me at all. But I, you know, it just, he goes on and on and on. And this poor young woman, she was polite. She was obviously insulted, but she didn't show it. She was very kind to him. And so he recorded all this. Then he put it on social media, and then he got fired from his six-figure salary job for being such a doofus. This reminds me of that.
Well, it's unique. I'll say
that. Well,
that's
true. So my question for you, Andrea, is this. Aren't you glad? I know this is a softball, but aren't you glad that Relevant Radio is on the air 24/7 with a very different kind of message, you know, against racism, against that type of verbal violence and all the craziness that she embodied in her rant? We are standing up against that. And we're also speaking the truth in love to try to heal some of these divisions. So I hope you feel like I do and are glad that Relevant Radio is here doing that.
I am. I'm very glad. I have it on all the time. Keeps me sane.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm guessing that lady doesn't have a Relevant Radio bumper sticker on her car, but maybe we can change that. Maybe we could change that.
Well, only if she completely changes her rant.
You know, but God is in the business of performing miracles, so anything is possible. Well, Andrea, thank you. It's great to talk to you, and I appreciate the fact that you feel like we do, that Relevant Radio is so important. We are in Pledge Drive right now, which means that if you hear that kind of thing and you say, I'd like to be part of the antidote, just give us a call and make your pledge and help us. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Or you can make your pledge online at relevantradio.com. or on the Relevant Radio app. Now, in the time we have left, we're going to go to some more phone calls. So those of you who are holding, thank you for your patience. Stand by. 888-914-9149 is the number to call to be on the air. But I would like you now to listen to this testimony from a listener just like you who's describing how listening to Relevant Radio made all the difference.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I can tell you, as somebody that was not as well catechized, a cradle Catholic myself, I have really struggled with my faith. And again, I'm so grateful to Relevant Radio. I mean, the last year of my life has been one most difficult. My loss of my marriage and breaking, the pain is unbelievable. Mm. But the joy that I get from my spiritual life is the only thing keeping me going. I feel like the scales have fallen off my eyes. Mm. All of a sudden, I'm 50 years old and I'm realizing that my faith has got way more depth than I ever understood.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
We are in the final 20 minutes of the Patrick Madrid Show for this Tuesday, the second day of our pledge drive, and we are in need of 100 people who will step up during this last 20 minutes for the day and say, I'm going to support this local programming, and I want to make sure that that credit goes to Patrick. So I'm going to make it during this time frame, 877-291-0123. You know, we're always a little bit competitive. We want to, like, outgive the Drew Mariani Show, and we fall short most of the time.
Drew is a powerhouse. Drew is like Godzilla. He's just... it's amazing what Drew Mariani can do. I can only aspire to that. But we'll get there someday, Mary, right?
Yeah. In the meantime, we just kind of set our own personal goals and meet those as we go along. So help us make those goals. Help us blow this hour out of the water and give Drew something to reach for the day. You do it by visiting relevantradio.com, using the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need at least, though, 100 people here in the next 20 minutes that will make a commitment and help support this programming at relevantradio.com, using the Relevant Radio app, or by giving us a call. Good news is your gift is still doubled dollar for dollar. So if you can make that special gift of $10,000, $20,000, that'll raise the bar pretty high.
Yeah, we had that yesterday. We had a $10,000 anonymous gift from Wisconsin. Thank you again. Also, I think you mentioned a $3,500 gift as well, Mary. And any combination of those larger gifts, especially now early in the week, is crucial to our success. So everything ends, as far as Pledge Drive is concerned, at the end of the week. So at the end of the day on Friday, it's over, and we have to make our goal by then. So if you're in a position to make a pledge of $20,000, $25,000, please don't hesitate. Don't be shy. Give us a call, 877-291-0123. It will be a massive infusion of momentum. You can do the same thing at any amount at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app.
We did have Frank, who listens in, it looks like San Diego, San Francisco. I can't quite wait to the whole name there. Anyway, he made a great $2,000 gift. Yeah, there are a little bit of differences in there. San Diego. He's in San Diego. The ink was really small. $2,000 gift. Thank you so much. We did have Christina, who is listening in San Francisco, the other one. $600 gift. Thank you so much, brand new donor. John, he made a $100 gift. Keep those gifts coming. Keep supporting this local station at relevantradio.com, using the Relevant Radio app, or by giving us a call.
Call us at 877-291-0123.
It relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
Cyrus, you can say what you want about Drew Mariani and his ability to just destroy during pledge drives and bring in massive amounts of money.
Yep.
But we have better music. And I think we have more fun on Taco Tuesday, especially.
We have more fun. And
I mean, who
music,
else has this kind of music?
Yeah. This is
and
right.
Tacos.
We're having a good time.
Yeah, yeah. So let's raise some money in the process, and everything will be great. To the phones, let's go to Anna Claire. Anna Claire in Tyler, Texas. Welcome.
Hello. I was wondering if you can tell me, why do Protestants not pray for the dead?
Why do Protestants not pray to the dead? Okay. Well, by pray to the dead, do you mean praying for people who have died? Or do you mean like praying to the saints in heaven and Mary and asking them to pray for us?
Yes, sir. I meant the first one that you said, praying for the dead. Why do they not pray for the dead?
Okay. The main reason is because not all Protestants, but many Protestants believe that you either go straight to hell if you're bad, or you go straight to heaven if you're good. So they don't believe what the, I know this sounds kind of crazy, but they don't believe what the Bible teaches, which is that some people need to be purified. They need to be cleaned up before they go into heaven. Now, in the Catholic Church, we call that purgatory. The Bible talks about that. I mean, I don't know how old you are, and I don't know if you need to know the Bible verses, but just know the Bible does talk about how nothing unclean can go into heaven, and how in some cases a person needs to be purified after he dies, but before he goes to heaven. So when we pray for the souls of people who have died, we as Catholics following the Bible, we know that there are people who need our prayers so that God would bring them to heaven sooner. Now, because Protestants generally don't believe in purgatory, they don't pray for the people who have died because they don't see any need for it. The person is either in hell, and if he's in hell, then your prayers can't help him, or he's in heaven, and if he's in heaven, he doesn't need your prayers. So that's their logic. That's their reasoning for saying that they don't pray for people who have died. You see the difference?
Yes.
Yeah.
Another question that I had was, how was that my mom's uncle just died, and I'm going to a volleyball camp, and most of the people who are attending are Protestants.
Okay.
And at the end, they ask my coaches ask for petitions, and okay. I was wondering how could I have a prayer petition to have them pray for my great uncle, what would be a good way to ask for that?
Yeah, that's a good question, because they might say, well, we don't need to pray for him. But you could just say this. You could say my uncle and say his name. So my uncle Bill died recently. And I would just ask that you would pray for him and pray for his family, who's sad that he died. And I would put it like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How old are you, Anna Claire?
I am 11 years old.
Wow. Well, I want to congratulate you for thinking about these very important topics. That's great. Do you do homeschooling, or do you go to Catholic school or public school?
I'm homeschooled.
That's good. And I bet you enjoy it, don't you?
Enjoy it.
That is good. Well, congratulations. And I do want you to say thank you to your mom for letting you call me today, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. God bless you. Yes. It's great to hear the next generation coming up through the ranks, Cyrus, isn't it? And the questions
so
that they're
cute.
Thinking.
Cute. Yes, yeah. Sir. I like that.
Yeah. I can always tell, you know, I think we talked about this a while ago, about how when I was growing up, my parents would have just not been cool.
Slap upside me. The back of the head?
Yeah, kind of thing. They would definitely not have been cool with me, you know, addressing an adult by his first name. That would have been a big no-no. And I mean, there were times I can remember where the adult would say, oh, no, call me, you know, whatever, call me by my first name. And then like later on, my dad would say, don't call him by his first name. You're a kid. You call people, you know, Mr. and Mrs. kind of thing. So that always stuck with me. That's how we raised our kids. So it's always sort of a treat for me when I get a chance to talk to one of the younger folk, and they still have retained that sense of courtesy. I just think it's cool. It's a, kind of a lost art. I was in the store yesterday, and the person giving me my change, because, you know, I'm one of the old timers who still uses cash, and she just grabs the change and sticks it in my hand and doesn't count it out, doesn't tell me how much is there. That's a lost art. Mm-hmm. And I always appreciate it when I go to a store and somebody counts the change back to me, you know.
Yeah, I like these young callers. We get them from, I mean, there's like 7 years old to, you know, up to young adults. And yeah, they're so intelligent and polite.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to hear these young voices listening and engaged.
That's very true. And they are, which is something I really appreciate. Hey, I want to share an email that comes in. This is an anonymous email. I just want to make sure I don't overshoot the runway. Do we have enough time? Do we have 4 or 5 minutes that I can?
Yeah, you have 3 minutes.
3 minutes. I'm going to have to
read fast.
I don't think I can. This is going to require a little bit more time than that. So I'll save that one for tomorrow. So this is an anonymous email, and it's a marriage question. But as often happens, it's a question that would require a little bit more finesse on my part. So I'll save that for tomorrow. I did, however, get another email that came in, and this is from, where did she go? This is from Tony. She says, "Hello, Mr. Madrid. I enjoy listening to your program and always find it informative and edifying. Can you please provide me with the sources you used for reporting on Bill Gates and how his vaccines are used for sterilization? This is very troubling for me to hear. Thank you, and may God continue to bless you and the people at Relevant Radio, Tony." Well, Tony, thank you. So that's not something that the mainstream really corroborates. They actually look at it as a conspiracy theory. But one person whom I know personally, her name is Obianuju Ikocha. She goes by Uju for short. She's a wonderful lady. She's from Nigeria. She's based in England, and she's deeply immersed in the realities of what's going on, especially in the areas of like anti-life, anti-unborn children, anti-population measures in Africa. So I'll refer you, Tony, to her book. It's called Target Africa, published by Ignatius Press. And their website is ignatius.com. But if you can get it at your local Catholic bookstore, so much the better. She documents these things meticulously. So if you want the specifics down to the details, she provides all that. Now, her website is called cultureoflifeafrica.org. So you can find more of those details there as well. But she's perhaps, and it's really because I know her personally, and I've known her for years now, she's the one that I think would have the clearest bead on this issue. And I would not hesitate to recommend her research on that topic. So that's what I would recommend. cultureoflifeafrica.org or Target Africa is the name of the book. Well, gosh, I'm looking at the end of the day here. This is the end of the second day of Pledge Drive. So 3 more days to go. I'm anxious to see how we did today. We need you to step in and be part of what we're trying to do here at Relevant Radio, which is to be a source of good, a source of healing and compassion, and standing against the racism that's so rampant out there, and the hate tactics and the hate speech and the cancel culture and the lack of forgiveness, and all the other things that are swirling around out there. I know you're sick of it, but let's do something about it, shall we? That's what we do here at Relevant Radio. We bring Christ to the world through the media. That's our mission. And we invite you to join us and give hope to people who need hope right now more than anything else. We can't do it without you. So please tap the app, tap that Relevant Radio app and make your pledge, or call us at 877-291-0123, or if you want to avoid a busy signal, just go to relevantradio.com. Mary and I are going to be wrapping things up here in just a second.
You are listening to Relevant Radio. We are in the final 5-6 minutes here of the Patrick Madrid Show, and it looks like we are still in need of, it looks like about 50 gifts. I need a little bit of math here, but about 50 gifts. And we'll wrap up this hour by making our gift goal. So that means we need 50 people who are willing to say yes. I want to help support this program, and I want to help Patrick Madrid out. And you'll visit relevantradio.com. You'll use the Relevant Radio app, or you'll call 877-291-0123.
It's that easy.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy, as a famous man once said.
Well, go ahead and say the other part, too, because I like to say both together. Winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
There you go.
Yeah. I finally got it memorized.
Well, they're not that hard. But you know what, though? I'd love to proclaim a winner when it comes to the biggest donation that we've received today. But all the donations are very meaningful to us of any amount. And we've been asking for a dollar a day pledge. I know that we've talked a lot about the book Because of Our Fathers. That's a book we'd like to send you at the dollar a day pledge. And that is a compendium of, gosh, it's got to be close to 24 different figures, myself included, who have shared testimonials about their own fathers and what that was like for them. And early in the show today, Mary, I just want to touch on this briefly. I shared how growing up, I recall as I look back on it, I never heard my dad swear. I never heard him curse. I never, even when he was, you know, working in the garage and hit his thumb with a hammer or someone cut him off in traffic, he never did that. So those kinds of lessons, they last a lifetime. And it was really helpful to me. And I would like it if all of you listening right now were to call 877-291-0123 and read these stories. I think you'll find them extremely edifying, and they may very well help you as a good mom or dad.
And, you know, that's how we kind of learn how to be better people, is by looking at examples, at anything, whether it's a sports or acting or whatever. And the faith life is the same thing. That's where the saints come into play. And looking at these stories from people like, we have Father Rocky is in here. As you mentioned, you were in here. Abby Johnson, the pro-life leader. We have the NFL player Matt Brick and so many more. When you look at those stories, it kind of gives us a roadmap. Okay, that's how I'm supposed to act. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to avoid saying those four-letter words when I smash my finger with a hammer. That's why we do it. And we, yes, get this book, share it with your sons, share it with your spouses, with your own fathers already. And you know, it applies to women too. We can all read it. It's an inspiration for all of us to grow in holiness so that we can all be together in heaven one day. That's our goal here at Relevant Radio. Make your gift at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. This is a partnership challenge hour, which means every single gift will be matched 100%. No gift is too big or too small to take advantage of this special opportunity.
It's a special opportunity in another way, and that is that we're getting down to the very end of our time for the pledge drive today. So these matching offers, these matching opportunities, they're not here all the time, but it is here now. So when you make a pledge of any amount, doesn't matter. No amount's too small, no amount's too big. But it gets doubled dollar for dollar. So please take advantage of that right now. Call us at 877-291-0123.
That's 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. We are making progress. In this last 3 minutes of this hour, we need, it looks like, final tally here, 40 more people. 40 people who will help support this hour of Relevant Radio. You can visit our website, relevantradio.com, or use the app. And when you make your gift at either of those two locations, we have a special download that's going to come to you pretty much instantly in your mailbox. It's produced by Father Rocky. It's called Why We Love Our Lady. You can also see all of the great gifts we have available and kind of decide, I want that one. And that's the gift level I'm going to give at.
Yep. And you can see everything, as Mary just said, both on the Relevant Radio app, as well as at relevantradio.com, and that's where you can make your pledge safe and secure. It's quick, it's easy, and you're going to feel great about yourself knowing that you're part of the solution to so many problems that are going on right now by supporting Relevant Radio. But in the waning moments of the show, this is the time we need you to call or go to relevantradio.com.
Call now, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Make your gifts at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. And that's going to wrap it up for this show of Patrick Madrid. He'll be back tomorrow morning, first thing.
That's
right.
Make
your gift now.